Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way, have your way, have your way. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way on this line this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is a good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you. Hallelujah. I am Glow. Hallelujah. And I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Dr. D. Tell me something good, D. Hill. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Each and every one of you this morning, hallelujah, thank God for life in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We are still on our theme for 2026, obey, obey, hallelujah. The O is obedience to God, the B is believe God, hallelujah. The E is executing God's command, and the Y is yielding to God, hallelujah. And we are still on E, executing God's command. Executing God's command. Remember, execute means to carry out or to put into effect a plan. Week one, we were hearing God clearly. Week two, we were trusting the commander. This week, week three, we are preparing to act. We are preparing to act. Our focus is spiritual readiness to carry out God's instructions. And the scripture this morning is coming from Joshua 1, 7 through 9. That's Joshua 1, 7 through 9 from the New King James Version. And it reads, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant," oh my God, I left out something, "my servant told you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Hallelujah. What this means is spiritual readiness to carry out God's instructions. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, our soul, oh God, and all that is within us, Father, we bless your name. We glorify your name on this morning, oh God. We exalt you, oh God. We say, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, fill this place in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness, oh God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for waking us up this morning, hallelujah, clothed in our right mind, God, with the use and the activities of our limbs, oh God, starting us on our way, oh God. We thank you for allowing your angels to encamp about us throughout the night, keeping us from harm, hurt, or danger, oh God, keeping our family members, oh God. We didn't receive a call throughout the night, oh God, in the name of Jesus, or early this morning, oh God. So we believe, oh God, that all is well, hallelujah, concerning each and every one of us, oh God, and those that we are concerned about, Father, in the name of Jesus. One more day, God, one more day to bless your name, God, one more day to exalt you, Father, one more day to say thank you for being so good, oh God, to say thank you for being such a good Father, that we are loved by you, O God, in your name. One more day to come boldly before your throne of grace, Jesus, that we may obtain mercy, hallelujah, in the time of need, O God. Thank you in your name, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, for your goodness, God, your grace and your mercy, O God. Thank you for your forgiveness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for ordering our steps, O God, and leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father. Thank you for your word, O God, for your word is truth. Hallelujah. Your word is quick. Your word is powerful, O God. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, O God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, that we can hear you clearly, O God, through your word, O God, in the name of Jesus, and we can trust our commander, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for you have never left us, oh God, you have never forsaken us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, in your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will be with us always, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that we're ready, oh God. We're ready, oh God, to carry out your instructions, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we are ready, oh God, to walk up right before you, God, in your name, to be pleasing in your sight, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that if we follow your instructions, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we will be prosperous, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we will have good success, oh God. We will have good success, oh God, if we follow your instructions, oh God, if we obey your will, oh God, if we do according to what you say in our lives, oh God, and go where you tell us to go, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you told us to be strong and courageous, oh God. You told us to not be afraid nor dismayed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you that we can trust you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we bless you. We honor you and we glorify you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day, God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. And so we thank you in the name of Jesus. We come to you with our request, oh God. We come to you with a praise report this morning, and oh God, from our sister Teresa without the H, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Her praise report is that her son Terrell has completed his BA degree, oh God, and for that we say thank you. We say thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for Terrell, oh God, in your name. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, another one of our men, oh God, our black men, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who has gotten his degree. And we are grateful, oh God, in your name. Terrell, we are grateful and we are thankful and we are blessed, oh God. Bless him, oh God, in name of Jesus, oh God, in your name. Teresa says that she prays that he continues success as he endeavor to take on future projects, oh God. So we stand in agreement with Teresa, oh God, hallelujah, for his continued success, oh God, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. And we thank you in the name of Jesus for his mother, oh God, raising him up in the way that he should go, oh God, that when he's old, he will not depart, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for Teresa, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. She also said, pray for her grandson, Aiden, oh God. He's moving forward to the third grade, oh God. Please pray that he continues to be happy. He continues happy about moving up, and that God continues to surround him with love and support as he journey forward, oh God. So we thank you for Aiden, oh God, hallelujah, moving forward to the third grade, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her grandson. We thank you for his life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for his parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that he may enjoy the summer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, one day at a time, Father, oh God, whatever he will be doing this summer, oh God, as well as all our children, oh God, who are out of school, Father, in the name of Jesus. But bless Aiden, oh God, in your name, and everything that he does, oh God, that he may be ready for the third grade, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, just thank you, thank you, thank you, you know, for the moving forward for each and every child that's represented it on this line, God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, whether it's from pre-K, oh God, third grade, oh God, fifth grade, going to junior high, oh God, junior high, going to high, oh God, high, going to college, oh God, grad school, wherever our children are going, they're still our children, they're still our babies, they're still our grandchildren and great-grands, oh God, so we thank you for blessing them, oh God. We thank you for the moving up, oh God, and moving forward, oh God, and being successful in everything, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we bless your name. We glorify you, Father. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. Teresa also asks that we please pray for her mom, Cheryl, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, you know everything, every medical condition, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know what she stands in need of, Jehovah Rapha, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we lift Cheryl up to you, Father, in your name, in the name of Jesus. May we follow the instructions, oh God, in your name. May she follow the instructions of the doctors, oh God, by your grace and your mercy, oh God, may she look to you, Father, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God, in your name. We have to do our part, oh God, in your name. So help Cheryl, oh God, hallelujah, in every endeavor that she's going through, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every medical condition, oh God, that you know about, Father, you know Cheryl from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God, every organ in her body, you know, oh God, everything that's ailing her, Father, in the name of Jesus. We believe you, God. We believe you, oh God, as we stand in agreement and touch and agree with Teresa, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for everything, oh God, concerning her mother's health, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And she said to ask that we pray for her sister Pamela in the name of Jesus, that Father, that you would continue to bless Pamela, oh God, as she's the main caregiver who lives with her mom. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. Lord, keep her mind, she says, oh God, keep her mind, keep her in perfect peace, oh God, as she navigates the complexities of dealing with an ill mom, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pam, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as her mother's caretaker, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be with her father, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the midnight hour, God, in your name. While she sees, oh God, all that's going on with her mom, God, give her strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give her strength, oh God, one day at a time, oh God, to take care of her mother, oh God, Cheryl, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be with her, oh God. Bless her, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let her know that her work is not in vain, God. Comfort her, oh God, when she shed tears, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, oh God, strengthen her to the core, oh God. And we pray that for every caretaker, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whoever they may be taking care of, Father, you know each and every one, oh God. So we pray continual strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for Pamela and others, oh God, in your name, good, good Father, oh God. Thank you for giving her the strength day by day, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We glorify your name. And we love you, God, because you first loved us, oh God, in your name. Hallelujah. Praying, oh God, with our sister Shante, oh God, in the name of Jesus. She asked that we pray for her co-worker Gia and the entire family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Fordering-Ham family, the Fordering-Ham family, she asked us to pray with her, oh God. She lost her husband
yesterday under tragic circumstances, oh God. So we pray, oh God, for Gia and her entire family, oh God. We pray for their children, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, in your name, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We lift Gia up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are the comforter, oh God. You comfort us only, hallelujah, you can, oh God, in your name. Give Gia what she stands in need of, their children as well, and the entire family, oh God, on both sides, oh God, in the name of Jesus, friends and neighbors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, be with Gia, Father, in your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you know every tear she's crying, oh God, you know her heart's pain, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, but we pray for her, oh God, and we pray, oh God, for all those who will stand beside her, oh God, during this time, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, oh God, that's all we asking of you, God, in your name, give Gia the strength, hallelujah, oh God, to do everything, Father, that she has to do, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, one day at a time, oh God, strengthen her heart, Father, strengthen her heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give her peace, oh God, that peace that transcends all understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Be with Gia, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Be with Shante, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as she speaks to her, oh God, in your name, as she walks with her Father, in the name of Jesus, as she talks with her Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, oh God, that we get to. What a privilege, what an honor, hallelujah, oh God, that we get to worship at your throne, Father, hallelujah. We get to make our requests known unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you for sitting at the right hand of the Father, oh God, making intercession for us, oh God, when we can't pray for ourselves, Father, in the name of Jesus. We love you, we adore you, we magnify your name, and we say you're a good, good Father, and we are loved by you, Father. It is in Jesus' name that is above every name, that we pray, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to unmute the line so that we could say good morning to one another.